Good evening. It's good to see all of you this evening for our Christmas cantata. I hope all of you have come with big expectations. I know it's going to be great. I've heard them practicing before, and I know you're going to be blessed this evening. So let's open in prayer. Father, Lord, we love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for this day that you've given us, Lord. Father, we thank you for musical abilities that you give us, Lord, that we may worship you and sing songs in your name, Lord. Father, we just thank you so much for Christmas season and what it means to us, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the Savior that you sent for us. Father, as the choir sings, Lord, I just ask that you just receive all this, Lord, as a blessing and honor to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. We have gathered here to celebrate the joy of Christmas, joy unspeakable and full of glory. From the moment his birth was prophesied to the moment of his coming, God's people waited with great anticipation for the joy he would bring. Today, we hail him, our newborn king, the Messiah, the light of the world. And we celebrate the joy of his glorious coming as we sing praises to our Savior and Lord. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Shepherd.
Long before that joyous night, the prophet Isaiah foretold of the Messiah's birth. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. How great a thought! The Ancient of Days, an infant, the Creator, created, delivered to be our deliverer. Behold, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lamb of God, born to take away the sins of the world. Emmanuel has come, and if you listen, you can hear it still today, the sounds of his coming. And just like the shepherds, we are, even now, invited to draw near in worship.
A silent night, a holy night, a humble birth, a child divine, the Word made flesh, the prophecy. A stable bleak, a fragile cry, the Virgin sings her lullaby to gently calm the Prince of Peace.
No kingly throne, no diadem. There in quiet Bethlehem.
But if you listen, heaven is rejoicing. Can you hear it? The angel voices singing glory in the highest.
Good news they bring, the tidings tell.
For unto us a child is born. The ancient promise now fulfilled. As the earth is strangely still.
But if you listen, heaven is rejoicing. Can you hear it? The angel voices singing glory in the highest. All of creation joins a refrain, lifting praises, praises to his name, singing glory in the highest. Sounding joy.
Repeat the sounding joy.
Repeat the sounding joy.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. This was the night for good news. It was a time of great joy, and today, more than ever before, this is still the season of joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King.
2,000 years ago, there was a clamor and commotion, once upon a midnight clear. The heavens celebrated, because the long-awaited Emmanuel was finally here. And in the fields abiding, shepherds heard the tidings when the angel of the Lord appeared. And it was joyful,
joyful,
wonderful,
wonderful
news of a newborn King. It was
marvelous,
glorious,
glorious.
How it made the angels sing. Imagine all the praises, must have been amazing to hear the heavens ring.
With marvelous, glorious, joyful, wonderful news of a newborn
like the angels had said. The wonder and the glory made for quite a story that they never ever would forget. Cause it was joyful,
joyful,
wonderful,
wonderful
news of a newborn King. It was marvelous,
marvelous,
glorious,
glorious.
What glorious news the angel proclaimed. The King of all kings had been born. Yet there were no royal decrees, no kingly robes, no palace adorned with gold. How great was the responsibility of the young couple given watch over heaven's charge, while their hearts overflowed with joy. No doubt their concerns were many. Uncertain days lay before them, yet they trusted in their sovereign Lord, who would call them to this sacred moment.
Wrestling with her darkest fears. But the words of the angel would echo within her, and Mary would smile through her tears.
For the joy, for the joy.
ever imagine the turns life would take. He never thought their love would turn out this way.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy you've given us through the gift of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, your one and only begotten Son, he who is the true joy of our salvation and to whom we bring all glory and honor and praise. Here in this service, as our hearts are drawn near to the manger, let us never forget that the reason for the season is Jesus Christ, our highest joy. Amen.